Andy Hudson here with Seeing Red Star manager Mark Collingwood. Collie, also the organiser of the tournament. How successful do you think it's been this year?
I think it's been a massive success. Obviously, we yourself, it's been the first year we've organised it by ourselves out Duncan Donnelly. The crowds have flocked in. There's been 9 games with decent crowds and the bar has always been full. And hopefully, when we count the proceeds and what's coming, hopefully it's been a massive success.
It was for 2 charities, local charities as well. Can you tell us something quickly about the 2 charities involved?
Well, the sponsors choosing the 2 charities, I know one's going to be the Children's Ward. I believe it's at Sunderland Hospital. The other charity is going to be St Clair's Hospice, which has always had something from the tournament. Hopefully we can make £1,000 or just shy of £1,000 and split that money for the 2 charities. For me, it's all about the charities, you know, it always has been. The social club and the teams making off the gates or programmes, every penny goes to charity, and I think that's fantastic.
Moving on to the football side of things, Siam and Joe Roofing this season in the same division, tipped by many to be up at the top of the league challenging for promotion. How do you think your side's looking at the moment?
I think our squad's looking very strong. Obviously, we've lost today 3-1, but I think we had, with no exaggeration, about at least 6 or 7 big players missing. And I'd only say we're getting stronger as the pre-season goes on. Jarrow, obviously very good side. Always been from day one since sort of Paul's went in with Richie, favourites to get promoted and probably favourites to win the league. I don't think that's changed. With that side's been together a lot of years now, we've got the experience and they know each other's games inside out. It's going to take a little while for us to get to know each other as a group, how each other sort of plays in gel. But to be honest, judging on today and judging on the players sort of we had missing, I know Paul had 1 or 2 missing, I think we'll both be very strong. Well, I certainly hope we'll both be strong, and I hope we'll both be in the mix come May.
Cheers, Collie, good luck for the season.
Thank you.
So I was like listening in there.